Welcome to another episode of the Finance Diaries. My name is Stephanie, and I'm here to give you all of the personal finance knowledge that no one ever taught you in school, that your friends and family and coworkers and everyone in between don't seem to talk about, and that is quite frankly treated like it's a secret. You could even say a secret diary. I'm here to unlock and open that secret diary for you, and I want to welcome you to the Finance Diaries. On today's episode, I want to talk about budgeting. Budgets. That is the worst word, right? The people have spoken and you guys don't like the word budget. So let's call it the financial framework, right? That sounds better than the B word. So I want to give you a really easy rule of thumb. If you've ever watched my TikToks or my Instagram videos or my IGTV or whatever it is, you know that I love rules of thumb because they're really easy to use and they're easy to remember. So very easy. Rule of thumb for financial frameworks is the 50-30-20 rule. I'm going to go back a little bit and I'm going to, first of all, talk because you might be asking like 50-30-20 what, but I need to take another step back before I get into that. The first thing that we need to talk about is your income. So you have something called a gross income. That's like what you get on your contract when you get hired, or maybe that's what you make as an entrepreneur before you deduct your expenses. So that's really what you make as a revenue. It doesn't include all the other things you need to pay. So that gross income, I want you to forget about, because obviously you have different deductions and you have all kinds of things that you can move at the end of the year. But in like 99% of cases, that's not actually what you take home at the end of the day. It's going to be a different number. So I want you to focus on your take home number, what is called your net income. So that's after you've subtracted, if you're self-employed, your expenses, or if you're an employee, your different contributions, and obviously in both cases, your taxes. So once you subtract everything that comes off of this big gross income, let's call it salary A number, you have what's called salary B. Well, what we'll call salary B. I don't think that's a real thing. It's going to be a Finance Diaries thing. So your salary B is where you will use your financial framework. So this is once you've taken off all your provincial, state, national, or whatever deductions that you have, your taxes, maybe your work subtracts some money for like your social committee or like meals or I don't know, whatever you could have, daycare, whatever it is. Let's just focus on what you take home at the end of the day in a paycheck. So if you take that total paycheck every month, what we will do is the 50-30-20 rule. Very easy to remember. 50% will go towards your needs. So what are examples of needs? Needs are your housing, because you need to live in some sort of home, an apartment or your mortgage or your rent or whatever it is. And then your utilities. So what powers and heats up this place and has lighting and all these different things, your insurance for where you live, maybe your health insurance, your prescriptions that you need for your survival, maybe you have a health problem, whatever it is, all these different things go towards your needs because you need them to survive, essentially. Your transportation to get to work would be in here, to school, because that you need that. Otherwise, you can't get there, right? You really need it. Emphasis on the word need. The next one is 30% towards your wants. So wants can really make or break your financial framework, because people tend to not like the word, the B word, because you feel that it's restrictive, and it is in no way restrictive. It is as restrictive or as loosey-goosey as you want it to be. So this is where the category where this really comes through. Your wants could be really anything, and this depends on your personal interests as your individual self. So maybe that means bars and restaurants. Maybe it means that your entire category goes towards your travel fund. Maybe it means that you're saving up for something related to one of your hobbies. Maybe you need some sort of new machinery. Maybe it means that you like subscription services for your music or your TV streaming. Or maybe it means that what you want is a lot of new books or video games or whatever it is that makes you passionate and that you like to do. Because a financial framework is your financial framework. There's no standard for everyone. That's why this is a rule of thumb, because it's very adaptable. So this 30% has all these different things in it. All your different things that you could potentially plan for. Maybe you love cosmetics, or you love skincare, or you love clothes, and you love all this stuff. And that is where you will find a little spot, nook and cranny for it, depending on how you want to budget this 30%. Sorry, I didn't mean to say the B word. I meant to say financial framework, 30%. And the final 20% is where you will go towards your savings. So this depends really on each one of you. Your savings can be a lot of different things. Your savings can go towards, maybe you have student loans. Maybe you have some sort of other line of credit that you're paying for. This is also where you will put your money to build your emergency fund, because your emergency fund should usually be about 6 months worth of your expenses. And this is where my favorite thing goes. Your investing fund goes in here. And, you know, I've had a lot of different clients, and I've had a lot of people that say, you know, this framework just doesn't work for me. You know, I can use a lot less than 50% in the first category, and I really want to be gung-ho on getting my student debt out of here as soon as possible. Or I really want to crank up my investing and I want to retire early. And you know, these numbers are obviously, you can use them however you want. You can make the 50-30-20 rule into the 30-10-60 rule. You can make it however you want. But you know, again, this is just a rule of thumb. I'm not really sure who came up with it, but it does generally work. And then what's nice about it is that because it's based on percentages, when your salary increases or decreases, it's very easy to adjust these numbers because it's a percentage. It's very easy. We can do it on our phone calculator. It's not a huge piece of math, a very easy Excel worksheet that we can make out there with all these different expenses. So financial frameworks are meant to work for you. They're not meant to restrain you or withhold you or stop you from doing whatever it is that you want to do. Maybe you will realize that it takes more than 1 month's framework to set this all up, but that doesn't mean that you would ever have to stop yourself from doing anything. It just goes to show that each dollar and amount that you're working for really does need to get placed somewhere and have some sort of value. Because I don't know about you, but for me, when I think of the income that I'm generating, I think of all the places that it's going. When I have a lot of side hustles. When I make a dollar in a side hustle, I think of the additional travel fund money this will give me, because I put all my side hustle money towards my travel fund. And if I am doing something extra at work, then I'm thinking about how this time at work is really important. My day job. If I'm doing something extra towards my day job, that it's going towards, specifically, I like to envision it. well, it's going towards this amount of my hobby fund or something like that. And it gives, I always talk about this, it gives purpose to each dollar, and it gives value in the work that we do, because maybe your work doesn't feel fulfilling. And maybe you don't always get joy out of everything you do. Maybe you have joy some days and less joy some other days. And being able to find purpose and allocating things in our financial framework help you see the bigger picture. Because maybe doing this extra hour of tutoring is what's going to be able to get you a really nice meal this week. Or that it's going to be what keeps the lights on. Or something like that. And being able to attribute something to each little part of our financial framework really, really, really helps us. And you know, things that I have done with clients have been really interesting is that I've had clients that had a chance to get a promotion and they got a higher salary. And they said, you know, my current house, totally fine. My car's fine. All these things are fine. I had a 25% increase in salary and my lifestyle didn't change at all. And you know all that changed for these clients that had these big increases, 25, 30%, sometimes more? All that changed is the amount that went into their investment and savings. And kudos, that's awesome. Not everyone's going to have that. Some people want to expand their lifestyle according to their salary. And again, financial framework, it's your financial framework. Make it work however it works for you. This is just a rule of thumb. You don't have to use it if you don't want to. But sometimes we're really looking for something to provide us some guidance, and this is a great first step. So I want to thank you for tuning into another episode of the Finance Diaries. My name is Stephanie, and I am so happy to help you learn about financial frameworks today. See you next time.